Brat Babes! Welcome to Brat Babes Throttle Talk podcast. My name is Angelisa Edwards, and I am a graphic designer, videographer, digital marketer, brand creator, copywriter, creative director, innovator, who also spends a lot of time learning new things when it comes to dirt bike riding and snowmobiling. I love women. I love women in sports. I have a strong desire to connect with women, have difficult conversations with women, and also celebrate women. From social rides, retreats, full movie films, digital magazines, and this podcast, I have found a way to gather women to tell their stories because women who dirt bike and snowmobile are inspiring AF. This podcast started 2.5 years ago by interviewing snowmobile and dirt bike enthusiasts by going live on socials. I wanted to learn more about women athletes, dive deep into what scares them, and also what their biggest accomplishments are. I was, and still am, on the hunt to find women that we can look up to hear and share stories with, and start to have difficult conversations. In this podcast, you will meet women athletes, learn tips and tricks when it comes to our sports, and be inspired and motivated to get out there. I believe that women athletes deserve more hype, more recognition, and more promotion. I also believe that when stories are shared, they can have profound impacts on others. I am going to take these conversations and talk about the heart, the soul, the impact, the why, the how, so that you leave our discussion with a new light, a new wave, and feel empowered to get out there, to feel confident, powerful, joyful, and aware while riding. Welcome to Brat Babes Throttle Talk. I'm so excited that you're here, so let's drop in. Angelisa here. What is going on? It is Tuesday, and you know what that means. It is Throttle Talk Tuesdays. What's hip-hop happening? How is everyone doing tonight? Woo! So on Tuesdays, if you guys are new here, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. And if you guys are a recurring listener, thanks for coming back. I appreciate it so much. On Tuesdays, we interview influential women athletes who are making impacts for all of us in the snowmobile and dirt bike community. What is going on? So happy you guys are joining in. Woo! So tonight's live chat is brought to you by Polaris. I just want to give them a huge thank you, huge shout out to Polaris Snow. Big shout out for supporting Brat Babes this winter season and for you guys to stay tuned on their 23 release coming at you so soon. Stoked. All right, let's get into it. I am so excited. We're going to be interviewing Gloria Cunningham. And I'm personally very excited to chat with her. We've known each other, we've been following each other for a very long time, so it's going to be so good to see her right here on screen and get to know her story and get to know her a little bit better. So all things sledding and pregnancy. So if you guys have any questions, this is just a reminder that you guys can comment down below. Obviously comments, questions, they're all very much appreciated, and we'll either get through them during the show, if not, we will get to them at the end of the show. So let's bring Gloria on. I am so excited. Okay, let's just find her here.
Hi. Hey,
how are you?
Good, how are you?
I am so good. Thank good. You so much for joining me tonight.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me. I'm stoked to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's 8 p.m. your time.
It is, yep.
Is that your bedtime?
Since I've been pregnant, it's like an hour from my bedtime, so we have an hour.
Okay, perfect. I only ask because I go to bed at 8, so.
Oh, I think we have a technical difficulty here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was just saying my bedtime's 8 p.m., so I feel ya. I feel ya. It doesn't end.
Okay.
Oh, we lost ya. Gloria. Sometimes this happens with the Wi-Fi connections. Throttle, woo! Okay, I'm gonna join Gloria again. Let's get her back on here. Don't worry, Gloria.
Okay, I think we're back.
Okay, cool. Cool, cool. Right. Okay, let's get into it. Why don't you introduce yourself? Let us know where you're coming from.
Yeah, my name is Gloria Cunningham. I'm from Central Alberta. I was born and raised in this area. I'm a backcountry sledder and also dabble in the enduro dirt biking world. And yeah, I've been, I did not grow up riding motorsports at all, but I've been super into motorsports the last 4 or 5 years now and can't imagine life without it. So.
Absolutely. Mm. That's awesome. And give us, so because you do enduro as well, so I'm going to be asking you like two of the same questions, one for a sled and one for a dirt bike.
Sure.
Okay. So give us the details on your snowmobile setup or your snowmobile.
Okay. Got a new sled this year, which I am stoked about. I got a 2022 Chaos Matrix / 155. My last sled was a 2018, so it was quite a big difference, I'm finding. Loving it so much. And I also came from 163 to 155, and it's so fun and playful. I love it. I'm so glad I went shorter.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh. So the slash is a tapered tunnel.
It is. It's shorter and tapered, and that makes a huge difference, like so much less drag in the snow. And yeah, I think that's actually one of the biggest differences I've noticed. So.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. That's good to know. Good to know. Yeah. Okay. And let's talk about enduro dirt bikes. What are you riding for a dirt bike?
I've got a TE300i. Okay. I've been on it for 2 seasons now and I love that bike. It's like cheating. It's I find it's so easy to ride. It's very forgiving. I think a lot of girls are intimidated by the idea of a 300 two-stroke, but it's honestly very forgiving and I love it. It's been great.
What did you start on?
I started on a CRF 230.
Okay.
Way back when. And you know, a little tractor gets you anywhere, but it's really hard to progress on that heavy bike. So then I went to a KTM Freeride 250R.
Okay.
Which was a really good jump for me. I found it was like a little bit taller. It was very lightweight compared to the four stroke. But again, I did outgrow it after a couple of seasons, and yeah, then I made the jump to the 300 and I'm really happy with it. So
awesome. Oh, that's so fun. Okay. So back to you, the sled, have you done any modifications to the new Chaos?
Not much. The only thing I've really done is the finger throttle. That is my favorite. I put a finger throttle on my last sled a couple seasons ago and like I won't be going back. It's my favorite mod. I find I have such better throttle control, better grip on the bars. I honestly, it feels more natural to me. It just like makes sense in my brain.
Say even from like dirt biking, jumping from dirt biking to sledding is just natural, right? To have both like a finger on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm used to having a finger out anyway. So I think people who don't ride dirt bikes or motorcycles, like they find it an awkward adjustment, but I love it. And I like, as soon as they came out with the ones for the 2022s, I ordered it. 'Cause I'm like, I know I'm going to want this and I don't want them to be sold out. So yeah. That's actually the only thing I've actually done to this sled. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Walper 88, Melissa, she says, yes, I rode with a thumb throttle the other day and hated it.
Right? It's so awkward. You're like, I don't know how to ride anymore.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. What about an accessory for the 300?
I honestly haven't done much to it besides skid plates. And so I put like a really solid skid plate on the bottom. And Yeah, that's about it. I put a sweet graphics kit on it. But but yeah, that's, I haven't done much to it. Like, it's, I'm tall, so I didn't have to, like, lower it or anything. I'm 5'8". I'm kind of lucky. I don't have to deal with the suspension, lowering, and all that stuff. Yeah, so haven't had to do too much to it. But
okay, awesome. I was going to ask what your height was. So yeah. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Jack of all trades mom, can't wait to try finger throttle on my Chaos. Definitely on the to-do list.
It's worth every penny. Get the guard, because you don't want to hit a tree and then whiskey throttle or something. So get the guard too.
Totally. Kneecap. Oh my gosh, I'm opposite. I'm a donkey with a finger throttle.
It is a personal preference thing, I find. Like, you love it or you hate it, but I find a lot of women with smaller hands tend to like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesse, poor wraps, went back to your thumb this season after 4 on the finger.
Really?
Yeah. Jeep mom Liz, she says, which bar height did you go with on the snow check? Will you go lower?
I went with the low bars in the snow check, which they are pretty good. I mean, I could probably go a little lower. I'll probably just, at least for, well, I mean, I'm having a baby very soon, so I'm not riding anymore this season, but for this season, I knew I was just going to leave the bars stock, the low stock bars, and they did work great for me. So, a little lower might be good too, but I know everyone's going low and low and lower.
I'm like right there, like right at the lowest as it can go.
Slam it right down.
Totally. Jacks of all trades, she asks, what is the suspension setup like on your Chaos?
I just left it as stock. I didn't mess with it too much, honestly, and it has been working really well for me. I might next year, like when I'm not pregnant and like my weight is back to normal, I might adjust it and like kind of play with it a bit more, but stock suspension, it worked good for me for the season.
Yeah, for sure. And they are pretty good suspensions.
They are. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And let's go on. So where do you ride mostly when it comes to sledding?
We mostly go to Revelstoke. We just love it there. Revy has my heart. We do ride elsewhere a little bit. We ride Sycamoose quite a bit. And also sometimes we'll go like Invermere way. But yeah, Revy's our favorite. We like know all the like the little honey holes now. So
totally. You actually wrote an article for us. I am trying to go maybe volume 5 or 6. Mm-hmm. And it was about going, to Revelstoke. And it's actually quite the trip for you. Do you want to talk about that a little bit? Like the distance and.
Yeah. So when the roads are good, it's about 5.5 hour drive for us. So it's like a couple night event usually. So my husband and I both work shift work. So we usually have a few days off at a time, which is nice. We don't like, so we're able to go and make it worth our while. We try and go like at least 2 nights, sometimes 3, but yeah, it's a long drive. And to make the most of our time, we generally will leave at like 4 in the morning from Alberta and then ride that day. So we usually get to Revy with the time change around 10, ride all day and then crash hard and sleep that night and then ride the next couple of days. So yeah, it's sometimes exhausting, but it's so worth it.
Totally. And so do you have friends in Revelstoke that you can crash, or do you guys usually just hotel, Airbnb?
Yeah, we do have a bunch of friends out there now that we're out there so much, but we actually generally stay at hotels because my husband works on the road a lot and he stays in hotels a lot. So he gets a ton of hotel points. So we have all these hotel points to use up. So we usually just get to use free nights at hotels from his work. So that actually works really good. But if not, we always have friends and stuff, which is great too.
Oh, awesome. Love that. Okay. So how many seasons have you been sledding?
So the first time I ever rode a sled was about 10 years ago, but I didn't like actually pursue the sport at that time. So I've really been sledding for, this is my 5th season now. My last sled was my first sled. So I rode that for 4 seasons and then I've got this one, which this season's been a little different for me. I haven't really been able to like push myself, obviously. Okay. But 5 seasons now.
Yeah. Awesome. And I was going to say, this season, you just said it, is a little different. So congratulations on the pregnancy. Very exciting. When are you due?
March 4th, so 2.5 weeks.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Are you in the nesting phase right now?
Oh, yeah. I'm, like, baking cookies, like, cleaning stuff that I'm, like, I don't know why. I'm just, like, organizing and cleaning because I'm also getting bored because – I'm used to working a lot and being really busy, and like when we weren't working, we're sledding, and
yeah.
So now I've been just at home chilling,
keeping busy,
yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
I always liked the nesting stage, but okay. So tell me, have you noticed difference in as far as like riding so far? Like, well, I guess you're not riding anymore.
No, my last trip was at 33 weeks. So I'm I'm 37 and a half weeks right now. So
yeah,
33 weeks was my last trip. I definitely noticed some differences. So in the beginning, it was just, if I got stuck, like really buried or whatever, like sometimes, you know, you're like lifting your sled, I would just call my husband over. I didn't ride without him this season just because I wanted to make sure I had, you know, someone there in case I needed anything. The biggest difference was like not reefing on my sled like I'm used to, but I could still shovel and I could still pack snow under the sled or whatever if I was stuck. And then my last trip, I really noticed that like the belly's getting big and like hopping over my sled was pretty cumbersome and awkward. And I'd get fatigued more quickly and recovery was slower. Like I normally would never be in Revelstoke and not ride. Like I would never take a day off, but I did take a day off last trip because I was like, you know, like I'm pretty tired and my back's pretty sore. Like I did take a rest day in there, but yeah.
Well, that's good. It's good. You're listening to your body for sure. Yeah.
It's hard, but yeah.
did you notice at all? Like were you winded at all, like while you were riding, like finding like you had to catch your breath a little bit more?
Like I didn't find it too bad. I've really noticed the last few weeks since I stopped riding, my lung capacity is a lot smaller.
Yes.
But I did get winded maybe a little bit more, but
For sure. Okay, so any perks about riding while pregnant?
Yeah, everybody's like, oh, don't worry, you don't have to help me get unstuck, you're pregnant, you just keep going. So that's pretty sweet. Or like when I'm stuck, everybody comes and helps because they're like, oh, you can't do anything. I'm like, oh, this is all right, I like this. Yeah.
Totally. Oh, that's awesome. How about challenges?
So my body doesn't move like it used to. Like I mentioned, like hopping over it's awkward. Just changes in the body and changes in like your center of gravity. I mentioned fatigue sooner, recovering a little slower, and peeing more. So that's pretty annoying because I'm trying to like stay hydrated and, you know, eat because I'm growing a baby as well as sledding. So, you know, I don't normally eat much when I'm sledding, but this season I really tried to make a point to stop and have a snack and stuff. But yeah, the peeing, real annoying.
Oh yeah, for sure. Just gonna say, I just remember that all the time. It's like, oh wait, I just peed and I have to go again.
Yeah.
It's like, where's the tree? Do you have any sled shred heroes?
You know, I was trying to think about this, and there's a lot of like women that I look up to, specifically ones that are like kind of like the ones that are quieter on social media. They're like super humble, like Sheena Thomas, Nadine Overwater, like they're unreal riders and they don't really like flaunt too much on social media, but we all know they're amazing. And then also just the girls that I ride with, like seeing the progression over the last few years of riding together, they're my heroes. Like, I just love it. Like girls, like ordinary everyday girls, like pushing themselves, like weekend warriors, getting out there as much as they can, like working their ass off to afford the sled and then ride, like, those are the people that I really look up to. So
totally. Oh, I love it. I agree. It's awesome. Who is your sled gang or dirt bike gang?
My number one is my husband. He's like, especially for sledding, like we love riding together. Yeah, he's just my go-to. And then I'm really lucky with having several different groups of sled friends. Honestly, a lot of them I've met through Instagram, which is so cool, which is why I love Instagram. Like, you can just meet like-minded individuals. But like Janae, Morgan, Kyla, Caroline, Cynthia, Jenna, Elisa, Jordan, like, and that's like people from Golden, people from Revy, people from here. Like, I have several groups that we're lucky enough to hook up with, and there's always one of those groups out riding. So yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I love that you guys have each other and that you guys can get together often. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Aw. Morgs Lynn, Morgan, she says, love you. You rock, Gloria.
Love you too.
So awesome. What is your favorite style of riding?
Tree riding is definitely my favorite now that I don't like wreck a bumper every ride. Yes. It took a while, but this new sled is going to have hopefully a lot less bumpers going through it. But tree riding is my favorite. I just love the challenge. You can just always really push yourself in the trees, I find. And then last season, Jenna was helping me practice like re-entries and things like that. So I was like so close to nailing them. And that was a lot of fun, just kind of pushing myself in that direction. But of course, this season I had to put a little hold on that. So we'll try again next year.
Totally. There's always next year for sure.
That's right.
Oh, awesome. And what's the biggest challenge when you're riding with your male friends?
I was thinking about this, and like, honestly, I don't find too many challenges riding with males because I think I'm just used to being around males a lot. Like, I work, I'm a crane operator, so I work around men, like pretty much like 99% are men. And then riding, there's like a lot of guys around too. And I find, not too many challenges, but just differences. Like, riding with girls, there's just a lot more encouragement, which is cool. Like, the guys just like, they just go and they don't stop and be like, you're killing it. Like, guys don't stop and say that. Like, girls are like so encouraging, which is so, so cool. And then also I find girls will stop and practice skills more, which I also love, because sometimes you're like, you go, go, go. You're just like cruising through terrain and you see an area that you would be perfect place to practice like a skill you're working on. And I find girls are more like willing to do that, which is really cool. So.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I do agree with that. That's actually a great point is, women do tend to practice skills more mm-hmm. often, right?
Yeah.
Like the clutch pops the popovers or.
I don't know if it's an ego thing. Like, some of the guys got the big egos. They don't want to stop and practice or whatever. I don't know, but I think girls are more like, they're more willing to do that. So.
Totally. Yeah. Mm. Awesome. Okay, let's chat a little bit about off-snow events. What do you do mentally and physically to prepare for a big day of sledding?
Mentally, I just make sure I don't have any like big things on my mind. Like, if there's anything I need to take care of, I deal with it just so I'm not like distracted. And then physically, like as I said, we travel quite a bit for sledding, so I just make sure to be well rested as much as I can. Eat well, like eat healthy, eat well, have a good breakfast like morning of, and have all my gear prepared the night before, especially if we're like driving that day and then riding. Like, have everything charged and packed and like organized and ready the night before, so I'm not scrambling early in the morning. So if I'm organized, I do a lot better like physically and mentally. So
yeah. Absolutely. I was just thinking, how many chargers have you left at a hotel with all your stuff that you have to plug in?
Actually, none. Like, shocking. Yeah, I can't believe it. But yeah, we have this like bag of all of like our chargers and stuff, and like everything always ends up back in it somehow.
Oh, awesome. I know I've left a few here and there. So
it happens. Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Oh, that's great. Do you have a workout routine that has helped with sledding or even dirt biking?
Yeah, I do. I work out pretty regularly. I'd say like cardio twice a week, strength training 3 times a week. And I find like both of those are important, sledding's like the sleds are heavy, so you're reefing on sleds and like your back gets really sore, like first ride of the season your back will be sore. So I find strength training is important, but also so is cardio, as you know, like it's you're like breathing heavy usually first ride of the year. So I do those, and I also do yoga once a week usually, like lately I've been doing it a couple of times a week just because it's been great for the pregnant back. But I find that's really helpful too, just keeping limber helps with preventing injuries. And I often bring my foam roller too on sled trips for like in the evening when I'm sore, and it's just love to foam roll. So
that's a good
for recovery. Yep.
Yeah. So if any of you guys are listening and doing any trips, the foam roller, it's where it's at.
It's worth it. It's worth it. Bring it with you.
Totally. All right. And a question I'm so curious about is self-care. What do you do as an athlete to like practice self-care?
There's a couple of aspects. It's physical and mental, right? So kind of like I mentioned, like, I just take care of things I need to take care of so my mind isn't cluttered and stressed, and it reduces a lot of anxiety for me. Like, I'm anxious when my space is cluttered. I'm anxious when I have a to-do list a mile long. So I just hammer it out. Let's get it done. That helps with my mental self-care. And physically, I try to go for massages pretty regularly. Like, I mean, as often as I can. I go to the chiropractor all the time. Like, I'm there, like, every couple of weeks, probably. It's the best. Love the chiropractor. And then I make sure to take time to just relax and recharge, because, you know, we can get super busy with our activities, and especially when you're working and you're riding as much as you can, and you're traveling and on the road and driving, sitting for hours. Like, it's good to take some time off and sometimes take a weekend at home and like relax and just, yeah, we all need that sometimes. So
totally. And do nothing.
Yeah. It's hard for me to do nothing, but.
Oh, I feel you. But just do like a big starfish on the couch and just like.
Yeah.
Yeah, Netflix exactly. And chill.
Yeah.
All right. Let's, next question. I'm losing track here. Okay. Self-care. Let's get into challenges and struggles and pains. What is something that you have struggled with or currently struggling with when it comes to sledding?
Something I've struggled with since the beginning has been self-doubt. That's gotten a lot better, but like, especially when you're new, you're just like, I'm new, I feel awkward, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, especially when you haven't like mastered any skills really yet, you're doubting yourself and like you get in your own head, and it makes it even worse. So that's gotten a lot better, but hesitation is still something I'm working on. Like pretty much every time I get stuck or like like something doesn't work out for me on the sled, it's because I had hesitated normally. So hesitation, just do it. Don't think too much. Don't overthink it. Those are a couple things that I have been working on. And the ways I've been working on that is with visualization. Some people think this is like kind of hippy dippy, but honestly, like when I'm at home, not riding, at work, whatever, I will visualize. Like, I really did this a lot with reentries last year. Like, I visualize me doing it. I watch videos on how to do it, and I would visualize me going through the steps and completing it. And I found that gave me a lot of confidence once I actually got on the mountain to like, I'm like, I know I can do this. I know the steps. I just need to actually execute. So
that, oh, I love that you said that, because there is something so beautiful about visualization. And if you can trick your mind that, like, you're tricking your mind basically of doing it.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah,
you can see it, you can feel it, you know? And if you practice that, like, it's just going to come naturally when you do attempt
totally.
It.
It's funny, because like you say, you can almost feel it. Like, when you really are like, really into it, you can almost like totally feel your body like making those movements. It's crazy, but it does help a lot. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I absolutely love that.
Today's sponsor is brought to you by NYX. Okay, First of all, if you haven't listened to my podcast about mass sensitive lady bits, then do yourself a favor and go listen to it. It is episode 11 in season 2 called Cysts, Hemorrhoids, Weak Pelvic Flooring, Oh My. For those that know me personally, know that I rave about this company, NYX. And what is NYX? Well, to be blunt, it is a period underwear. And I have been wearing these specific underwear for almost a year now. I no longer use pads, tampons, or shove any cups into my sensitive lady bits. I have underwear that absorbs it all. Not only do I wear it when I am surfing on that crimson wave, but I also wear them every time I am on my dirt bike or when I'm sledding. NYX absorbs all and any liquid from sweat, discharge, or maybe even a little bit of urination if you have a slightly weaker pelvic flooring like I do. Yes, I work on this to improve it. But I can't say enough about this brand. I am so stoked to be partnering up with them because I believe in this company so much. And they have given me the opportunity to ride with comfort and ease, along with living unapologetically free. Now, that is something to celebrate. I have a special code for you to use when you shop for your next pair, or if you're new, they have a starter pack for light, medium, and heavy flows. Honestly, you will not regret this purchase, and just think of how much you are saving in the long run from pads and tampons. And if you're wondering about the cleanup, they come with a bag that you can throw the underwear in after use, then toss it into the wash, and voila, the mess is clean. You can shop these at nyx.ca and use my code AngelisaEdwards_NYXLOVE. I honestly can't wait for you to live with freedom while surfing that red wave while riding sleds and dirt bikes. Link is in the show notes. Now back to the show.
What about some injuries? Have you had any injuries that set you back at all?
The beginning of 2022, so nothing major, no, but beginning of 2022, I crashed my dirt bike and like landed on my shoulder, and that bothered me pretty much all of 2022. Went to physio for it and stuff, and it's feeling a lot better. But so that was kind of irritating. It wasn't like that I couldn't ride, but it was just bothering me, which is a little bit annoying. And then I just have a sore knee from getting old, but other than that, nothing major.
The aches and pains, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna butcher this. I want to say it's Rael. She says, or he, I watch videos to visualize all the time. It helps so much. P.S. Hot baby mama.
Oh, great.
Awesome. And what about some wins? Let's talk about wins and accomplishments. What's something that, you know, that you want to celebrate or talk about? Was it some events, maybe a year, that sort of thing?
Yeah, there's like so many little wins, like just personal like accomplishments, like while riding. Like, of course, you never have your GoPro on when you like actually do something really cool and like pull a sweet line or something. But yeah, just like those little wins when you're like, okay, I'm gonna try this, and it works, and it works out for you that day. And yeah, those things. And then I get to work with some awesome companies like Climb and like Rainy Creek Power Sports, which is a local Polaris dealer here in Central Alberta. And yeah, I've got some other sponsors who are just great to work with, who are willing to support me, which I just so appreciate. And yeah.
Awesome. And how about some other hobbies? Do you have any other hobbies outside of sports?
Yeah, well, so the dirt biking, obviously. And then I love hiking as well. And I love hiking because a lot of, like, I have obviously a lot of friends who don't ride dirt bikes, or like family members. So it's a great way to get outside and still like, you know, be in the mountains and stuff with those friends, which I love. And I have a big family. I have lots of nieces and nephews. So spend lots of time with family, which I love. And this summer, since I'm not working this summer, I'm hoping to garden for the first time. My mom always had a huge garden, and I'm like, okay, I'm finally, because I worked away all the time, so it would not be practical for me to have a garden, because like everything would be ready, I'm sure, when I was gone. So yeah, I'm hoping to have a garden this year, so that'll be cool.
Oh, that's exciting. Mm-hmm. I'm just getting into it too, so
I have no idea what I'm doing. Share tips, because I don't know what I'm doing either.
So Totally. Yeah. Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Jesse, poor rep. She says, Yahoo, support is everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. All right. Well, let's chat future Gloria. Do you have any goals, I guess, to finish off this winter? I didn't realize that you are due in 2 weeks. So,
yeah.
But yeah, if you have any goals, even in for the summer or the, for the rest of the year, that's a good thing.
Yeah. So my goal for this winter was to ride pregnant. I knew I had my sled snow checked. And when I found out I was pregnant, I was like, ooh, do I still take the sled? I'm like, you know what? Yes. Like, there's no reason I can't ride unless, like, there was medical issues, obviously. So I accomplished that. I rode pregnant, and it was awesome. I'm so glad I did.
Yeah.
And, yeah, now my goal is to have this baby soon. Get out.
Yes.
And, yeah, for the summer, it'll just be figuring out mom life with my baby and figuring out, like, you know, riding and, like, how things are going to work with the baby and all that stuff. So I'm really excited to figure that out, and I know I can do both. I can still ride and be a mom, and yeah, it'll be great.
Absolutely. It's going to be so empowering to you when you're able to juggle it all. It's going to be awesome.
It'll be so cool. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Would you say you put a lot of pressure on yourself when it comes to riding?
I used to, like, the first couple of years, I was super hard on myself, and I don't think it helped my riding. I would just get so down on myself, and I was always very nervous before going riding, too. But I think, like, as time went on, and I'm, you know, got a lot more skills under my belt and stuff, I have less pressure. I definitely focus on remembering to have fun. Like, the reason why we do this is for fun. Like, it's a hobby for majority of us. Like, this is what we do for fun. Like, and I don't want to ruin my day because I put too much pressure on myself. But I do always make sure to push myself every ride. Like, I always make sure to try something new or try a line that normally would like scare me a little bit, but I do make a point of pushing myself every ride.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Brittany 44. I'm very hard on myself right now, but slowly building up my confidence, and the ladies ride up Hunter's Range helped so much. Such support from all the girls.
Well, that's awesome. That ride looked so great. It was a good turnout.
Yeah, I wish I could have made that.
Yeah.
Jesse, poor reps. Nervous turns easily into excitement. That's a good one. I like to tell myself.
That's true. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She says, "Way to go, girl."
Aw.
Yeah. Okay. So what would you whisper in the ear of young Gloria, who is just starting out as a rider in sledding and dirt biking?
I would say stop worrying about what other people think of you. it's like you, when you're new, you roll in and you just think like everybody's staring at the newbie. They're not, they're just doing their thing. So don't worry about what people think of you. Just go have fun, and be open to learning. Go with an open mind, be willing to learn from more experienced riders and look up to them too. Like, ask them questions. How did you do that? Like, for a couple of years there, like, no one taught me any skills and I didn't know how to ask, but just ask, like, how do you get your sled on edge, or how, like, yeah, just be very open to learn.
Everyone has a different way of doing something.
Yep. Yeah,
so it's good not to ask the same.
Different people. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeep mom, Liz, take all the trips, take that baby camping to the races and all the adventures. It's so fun to learn with them.
Oh, awesome. We plan on it.
Yes. Yeah. Grok 61, totally always ride for you and no one else.
That's right.
Yeah. 100%.
Yes.
So this might be kind of the same question, but any advice you would like to give to other women who are just getting into the sport?
Yeah, I do. So ride with people that will, like, watch for you and, like, give you those tips. Like, if there's, yeah, like, find people that make you feel comfortable while you're riding. So someone that kind of, like, takes you under their wing would be great. And set up your sled properly. Like, I know a lot of girls get, like, their boyfriend's old sled or something. Suspension's usually too stiff, and the bars are usually too high. And, yeah, setting your sled up is just worth worth a bit of money to like lower your bars and just like adjust your suspension. It'll make your day a lot more easy. And riding with other females, like I mentioned earlier, I find females are just more encouraging and willing to stop and like practice things. So find a group of girls, like honestly just message girls on Instagram, and most of them are so willing to let you tag along. Like everybody's so friendly in the sport. So I definitely recommend doing that. And then like always just remember to have fun and smile, and like you're out there for fun, so enjoy it.
Yes, absolutely. Juniper Talon, pump you up. Trailbound ladies, love it.
Yeah.
And a quote you live by.
Yeah, so I don't really have a quote necessarily I live by, but it's like an idea that I live by, I guess, is dare to live the life you always wanted. So basically it kind of goes along with like believe you can, and you're already halfway there. This goes to everything in life, like with jobs, with sports, with like anything. You just got to put yourself out there and give it, like try it and put the effort in, and it's crazy where life will take you. So that's kind of something I live by, is just ask, and the worst they're going to say is no.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. And where can we follow you and your journey?
Mostly active on Instagram. I've got like a TikTok that I'm kind of like not very good at. And Facebook I'm pretty low-key on as well. But on Instagram, my Instagram handle is at Gloria with two A's dot Cunningham. So that's where I'm at.
Cool.
Yeah.
And I do have a last question. I did okay. It in my list. If you could give any shout outs to anyone, like your hype woman, hype man, sponsors, you can name them all here.
Okay. Well, the list could go on and on, but like, honestly, my husband has been great. Like he's been so supportive of getting me like riding while pregnant, and he's just like so supportive of everything I want to do. And I just appreciate him so much. He's my number one riding buddy. And I also like would love to thank Climb. Like they are just so good to me as well. Rocky Mountain Dodge, which is a local Dodge dealership out here. They also support me, which is huge. Really appreciate their support, because you need a truck to get back and forth. And Rainy Creek Power Sports also bought both of my sleds from them, and they've just been so supportive with me, always getting me parts when I'm hitting trees, which is less and less now, but yeah, they've been huge as well. For sure. Cool. So that's, yeah.
Wow, awesome. Well, yay, that's so rad. Good shout out. Okay, so I'm gonna open up the questions to you guys, the gals listening in. If you guys have any questions for Gloria, now is your time. But I do have a quick 5 questions. It's like a one word
okay.
game. You get to pick okay. one or the other.
Okay.
I shouldn't say one word. It's like you pick one or the other. Okay. Are you ready for it?
Yeah. Ready.
Okay. Weekend warrior or weekday slayer?
Oh, weekday slayer. Just because working shift work, I have weekdays off, and that's where it's at.
Ah, awesome. Lucky you. Yeah. Sled deck or trailer?
Sled deck.
Ponytail or braids?
Braids.
Winter or summer?
Oh, okay, that's not even fair.
I know.
But in winter, I'm like, I love winter. I love sledding. In summer, I'm like, I love summer. I love dirt biking. So yes, totally. That's too hard. I can't pick.
Okay. That's okay. I'll let it slide. Monosuit or two-piece?
Monosuit for sure.
Monosuit.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. I have a question from Janae. What is your favorite part about riding?
Oh, I don't know if I can pick one. There's just so many good things. The friends I've made through riding, it's incredible. Like Janae is one of them. We met on Instagram and now we're great friends. Also just the personal development and life skills you learn from riding. Like you're in the boonies and you need to be prepared. And if you get into sticky situations, like it really teaches you how to handle them. So yeah, really love that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There's nothing like being in the backcountry and like really being aware and like it's that moment. It's like, oh my gosh, these mountains can swallow me whole. You know, like
that's actually what I love about it. Like it makes you feel so small and you're like at their mercy, but being prepared, you can, it'll be fine. So
yeah, absolutely. Jesse, Poor Wraps, congratulations. It was awesome to catch up.
Oh, thanks, Jesse.
We have Holly J. Slack. Congratulations and good luck with your little baby.
Oh, thank you.
Grok 61, long track or short track? Because I know you've owned both.
I'm going with short track now. I'd say it's just more fun. Like long track is a little more forgiving, gives you like another second to make a decision, but honestly, short track's where it's at. Like, I've been loving this short track on the Chaos.
Cool. Have you ever, this is from Melissa Walper 88, have you ever rode or tried a skidoo?
I can't say I gave it a fair shot. Like, I've ridden a skidoo for like 10, 15 minutes here and there. And it just, the steering is just so different that it's just a hard, it's hard to get used to it in such a short amount of time. I think if I should give it a fair shot and ride it for a full day or a full couple of days. But yeah, like just 10 minutes here or there just felt awkward just because of steering differences.
It is quite the difference. It's so different.
It is. And I understand when Skidoo people are like, oh, Polaris feels weird because we feel the same way about Skidoo. Like when you're not used to it, the steering is very different.
Yeah. Absolutely. Morgan, will you start your babe on a dirt bike or a sled first? Any ideas what you'd start them on for either?
Oh, that's tough. Well, ideally both. We'd love to get a little one both. If it's up to my husband, Tristan, he'd say sled for sure because sledding is his jam. So yeah, we probably get like a little 120 for and like a little 50 dirt bike, hopefully. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm not sure, like, what age, like, we'll be ready for that. And I'm hoping to take, like, babe and, like, a little carrier just up to the cabin or something sometime. I think that'd be fun. Just a little trail ride, but.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can get training wheels for a little 50cc.
Ooh, that's good. That'll probably be needed.
Yes. Yeah. Haley Elizabeth, I miss my short track.
Yeah, I see why. It's fun.
Rowdy. Yes. Jesse, try the Lynx.
Yeah, the Lynx looks sweet. I've never rode with a group who had a Lynx, so I haven't really been around them, but they look pretty sweet.
I'm sorry if I keep butchering this, but Grox 61, any avalanche training completed? If so, through who?
Yeah, so that's actually a good question. I did my AST 1.5 through Soul Rides. That was really great. We actually wanted to do our 2.0 this year, but just a little busy and stuff, having the baby suit and stuff. So it just never happened. But hopefully next year we can do level 2. But yeah, the 1.5 was awesome. Highly encourage anyone who's going to be spending any time in the backcountry to really invest some time in taking an Avi course.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Trail Bound Ladies, most amazing moms in this community to give ideas. So inspiring.
Yeah, there's honestly like you, there's so many other moms in this community that are great. So I know I have a lot of support when it comes to that.
Yes, absolutely. Awesome. Well, I'm going to shut her down with the comments, but thank you so much, you guys, for tuning in. And thank you, Gloria, for doing this with me. I am so honored and so just happy that we were able to do this.
I'm honored. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been so much fun. And I get to, even though we've talked online, but this has been so much fun just to see your face, hear you, and you have been impacting so many people around, and I just want to say thank you for doing what you're doing and being you. And
thank you for bringing us together. Like, this is huge. Brat Babes is amazing, so thank you for doing what you're doing, and keep it up.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again. And thanks again to all of you guys for tuning in. And we'll catch you guys on the next Throttle Talk.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Okay, bye.
Thank you so much for listening and joining in on the discussion. If you found any of this valuable, please leave a 5-star review, share it with your fam jam and friends. Hit that subscribe button so you don't miss another podcast episode. And don't forget that we have free digital magazines up for grabs on our website, which is bratbabes.com. They are one of the first women's only snowmobile and dirt bike mags, so you can go download yours for free today, and that will be in the show notes. And if you are looking for some visual content, head over to both myself, Angelisa Edwards, and Brat Babe's YouTube channel. And over there, you will find lots of riding, how-tos, and just so much more over there. Thank you so much for being here. I love you. Keep killing it safely on all of your Brat adventures. And I will chat with you so very soon. Bye for now.